Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Angus Young, 65 today. Greg was going to do who's older, but I guess I blew it by checking out.
It was No, I wasn't going. I decided against it before we got in here.
Just couldn't find someone close enough in age to him.
Well, there was one that was close, and I thought, that's too easy.
Happy birthday to Angus. Hopefully someday we'll see you on stage again.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a new album coming out this year, too.
Yeah.
Be out on tour.
I'm not counting on it, but...
Yeah.
What's up, Craig?
Tonight on ESPN, they are running The Scheme.
What's that show about?
It focuses on the 2-year FBI undercover investigation into bribing assistant college basketball coaches to steer players to a management company run by a 26-year-old gentleman named Christian Dawkins. 4 coaches were arrested, involving universities, including USC, Arizona, Auburn, and Oklahoma State. In this documentary, I guess, Mr. Dawkins is interviewed where he talks about the FBI tactics and described as matter-of-factly discussing coaches and agents funneling money to prospective players and their families and watching those very same coaches deny it. They have wiretapped phone calls.
Yeah, well...
What's the scheme?
The scheme focuses on the 2-year FBI undercover investigation into bribing assistant college basketball coaches to steer players to a management company run by a 26-year-old gentleman named Christian Dawkins.
Oh, this isn't gambling or anything.
But when you hear people admit stuff on tape, we got 40% of the people that don't believe it. you can spin anything nowadays. You really can, at least for a certain part of the population. It's on tape. But you heard it wrong. Yeah.
For their part, the FBI rented yachts, handed out envelopes filled with cash, paid for lavish hotel suites.
Yeah, it's always been a scam, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say always.
Well,
it has been for a long time.
For a long time,
Brian Lowry with CNN says the documentary makes
it clear. They play for the heart of
the
game. All these college athletes play because they heart of the game. Now, a lot of them do play for the heart of the game because they're not going to be pros. But
a lot of them know they're going pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, even back in the blue chip days when Shaq and Penny
were
in college.
There you go. There you go. Blue chip.
They got big bags full of money. Yeah.
So this is just another thing that says, hey, they're throwing all kinds of what the NCAA says is illegal money around and no one cares.
Right. But don't pay these kids. Yeah. Because they get sneakers.
No, they cheat everywhere.
Yeah.
As Jerry Tarkanian said, of course, he's dead now.
Oh, he died. I forgot he died.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 schools are cheating. The other one is in last place.
Yeah. You have to believe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if the NCAA was enforcing rules.
I believe that with everybody, all those major sports, for sure.
Bill Self wouldn't have a job.
No, hell no. You're right. Bill Self. Yeah, and they ended up being number one in the ranking, so basically that's a de facto number one. Not that it's going to really count.
Yeah, you're right. Football's not any better.
Hell no.
No.
No. No, we're clean. No, you're not. Nobody's clean.
That goes way back, too. Yeah.
And by the way, I flipped on ESPN last night. You know, they were doing those Monday Night Football classics.
Yeah.
And I think they finally have taken our advice. I checked the guide. Before that was on, they were running those Peyton's Places things from their streaming service.
So we don't have to have the streaming service.
Right.
I can just show that. Yeah.
So I clicked on it to put it on the DVR, and it looks like every Monday night They're going to run. But there's like, I think there's like 25 or 30 of those things.
Yeah, I thought that.
Now, they all look good, but I wasn't going to pay extra.
Exactly. No, right. So I set the DVR to catch them.
There was something I saw on ESPN. I think it was originally on ESPN.com or ESPN3.
ESPN Plus.
Yeah, it was meant for that. And now they're finally throwing it up on the mothership.
They need stuff. They need programming. They're showing wrestling, for Christ's sake.
They need content. And they should take some of the stuff that used to be exclusive on their Plus and, throw it up on the regular channel.
Might as well, yeah.
And then I hung with a little bit of Chiefs-Rams from 2 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't leave it alone. I saw for a second, yeah.
I was bored. I also put on the Metallica live stream last night.
Yeah, I thought I saw you tweet that out. Yeah.
I watched about a half an hour of it. I was really digging it, and then the rest of the family came back in the room, and voted out.
Were they jamming in James's basement or something?
No, they're every Monday night at 7 o'clock our time. Now they're going to stream a full concert from a couple years ago or whenever.
When bands could be on the same stage together.
Yeah, this was from Paris in 2017 on this last tour. But they're live streaming the whole thing on YouTube. Like 2.5 hours.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Put it up on the big screen, turn the speaker up, and
do whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah, a little light reading.
I drink, though. If I have music on the screen, though, I like to drink. So
I believe I was folding laundry, actually.
Yeah.
Watching Metallica and folding laundry.
You can have a drink while you're doing that.
That's rock and roll.
Are you able to fold laundry correctly? Because apparently I do not fold laundry correctly.
Well, it's just my laundry, so nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody apparently gives a shit. I can.
Oh, good. I'm good at that.
Apparently I'm the only one that can. Now, it's not that I
oh, you have that to the dryer for everybody?
Yeah, it's not that I forbid anyone else from doing it. It's not like I'm judging anyone else on this.
Oh, yeah.
I am the only one that does it.
I was in a situation like that once where if any laundry was getting done, it was me doing the laundry.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing.
Now, we're pretty good about it. Everybody in the house takes care of their own laundry.
6 feet is not enough. Researchers say spittle can travel 27 feet. I guess if you're just hawking a loogie.
Yeah, but those are just a bunch of morons from MIT.
Yeah, that's right. It is MIT. The lot of them.
The hell do they know?
Not the guy I know.
Could be worse.
Ain't the guy on Facebook. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to kill you. I just saw that. I just saw it pop up my phone. I want to bring it up since we are the information station.
You saw something shiny?
I did, actually. Right.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
200 Kansas City businesses are being cited for not following a stay-at-home order. The mayor said the city health department has begun the process of closing non-essential establishments that violated the order. They've cordoned off playgrounds and basketball courts at the parks and to help ensure residents follow responsible social distancing measures.
I saw, but Becky said that Cuomo was taking down hoops. Good for him. Just taking them down the parks because people are idiots, you know.
People are.
Take down the hoops.
You may need to take them down. Kansas City, they're just, putting some yellow tape around.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to help, you know.
Not a whole lot, it won't. But, if you got a hoop, you got a hoop, man.
I saw they find that guy that decided to have a church service. Was it Tampa?
Yeah.
They arrested him.
They arrested him.
They arrested him.
Oh, they did,
yeah.
Yes, they did.
And by the way, his quote, they showed him on stage that to his asshat parishioners. He said that Trump told him, it was, we need to go back to work, and Easter's coming, and this is what we're here for, and then they arrested his ass. Yeah. There are some loopholes in certain states, too. Somebody read there was one in Kansas. I read that. We'll take one of our T95 listeners to tell us that for sure, but they can get together and worship in Kansas, which is why. What? Oh, I know. They showed this church in Georgia last night on the news. It was great because they were just piling into this church. Baptist church somewhere, and they talked to the preacher because, they're far apart, and they weren't far apart. But some guy in a pickup truck was driving by the church and just screaming at the pastor. Did you see that video? It was great.
I did. Yeah,
it was great.
Outside Baton Rouge.
Yeah, he said, hey, it's not just about you, ass, and he just started yelling at the guy. Close the goddamn church down, he yelled that. Good for the neck in the truck that yelled at the church. That sounds like a children's book, doesn't it?
It does.
Good for the swamp neck.
Neck in the truck that yelled at the church.
Good for the swamp neck.
I'm going to write that. That's a book right there. The kids will love that. The neck in the truck that yelled at the church. Yeah, shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down. It's not about you.
Mass for Shut-Ins is on every Sunday morning. Yeah. Just watch
it. It's not about you. Shut it down.
Suck it, Jesus.
What Craig said.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Sounded like you.
That ain't right. Yeah, it did.
We need to get you a truck.
The neck in the truck, the yell of the church. Yeah. Great book. Puts your kids right to sleep because they're so bored with it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New study reports that the father's health may play a big role in the health of a newborn baby.
Is that mental health or actual health?
Actual health.
Okay. Health.
Yes, health.
Because mental
physical
health, they're all screwed, yeah.
Researchers at Stanford University studied nearly 800,000 births. Maybe they could have done a couple more.
Yeah.
They found that fathers who were not very healthy when their child was conceived were more likely to have preterm and low birth weight babies who spent time in neonatal intensive care units. Fathers with high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, cancer, or depression, 19 to 28% more likely to have infants who were preterm, had low birth weights, or needed to spend time in the NICU.
So get in shape before you knock somebody up.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing that.
Right. Everybody's doing that.
Get healthy.
It's a combination. Are you going to get fat or getting, or just try to stay maintained during the break here?
Craig's right. What's harder in that situation, planning to get someone pregnant or getting in shape? Because some people have a lot of problems with both of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. Mina's going to call later on this morning, and they have a lot of, you know, I hate to lump them together, but a lot of hot Indian doctors on the news lately.
Do they?
They just had a girl right here from Boston, some infectious disease chick. Right there she is. She's a... I can't pronounce her name. They showed her name. It's an Indian name.
It's Jane.
No.
Jane Smith.
Yeah, Dr. Mina needs a gig on TV, too. Yeah.
She'd be good.
Yeah. That's not her specialty, though, so they're probably finding infectious people, but she's pretty good at what she does.
I mean, infectious disease experts, not infectious people.
Yeah, but they always show a lot of cool, hot Indian chicks. Might have to Google curry fever again later on this morning or this afternoon. Dr. Mina loves hearing that.
Yeah, she does.
Is that a thing?
We might want to.
Well, just look.
Sure.
No, you know, it's called, on your point, it's just Indian chicks. Just look up Indian chicks.
Did she invent that term?
No.
Or did it come out of one of us?
We've
heard that for years.
Yeah. Oh, we have?
Yeah, we're not that sick.
Oh, okay.
No, you just doodle Google Indian girl on your point. Not feather either. Although they have them too. That's an American.
Native American?
Native American porn, too. Yeah. Somebody told me that. I don't watch any of that stuff.
No.
What specifically do you have to type into the
Indian
search window?
Indian. And you'll see brown chicks.
Yeah.
just helping out the masses. We're all at home. I've had a habit of that. When I see somebody on TV that just whatever, redhead, blonde, whatever, you just Google. You Google that,
just go to the
that girl. Yeah, exactly. And you find somebody that looks similar to the person on TV. Just telling you. Yeah. That's something I heard somebody does once in a while. Like right now, if I was home watching MSNBC, that the Indian chick's on there.
There's actually an app for that.
It'd be Indian chicks.
It's called Doppelbanger or something like
really?
That. You submit, I don't know how you do it, a picture of someone you got a crush on.
Oh, man.
Or a picture of your wife, picture of your
like
girlfriend.
I do like Doppelbanger. It's got to be called that.
And
it's got to be called that.
And they'll come up with some porn star who looks similar to her.
I think we talked about that before.
Toward her work.
All right, I'll check that out. Doppelbanger.
Sounds awesome and creepy.
It doesn't matter.
But I mean, if it's just some random chick that you see at the park or at the coffee shop
that's
something.
That's what it's intended to be.
Then it's a little creepy.
Well, you have to get a picture of her first then.
Yeah,
that's creepy too.
Yeah. I never thought about it that way.
Can you hold still while I get a picture of you for doppelbang her?
You just find her on Facebook or whatever. Everybody's got pictures out there.
Yeah, that's
but true. If you don't know the name.
Those are hard.
No, you don't.
This
you
is
just
some crush girl that you see at the coffee shop at the same time every day.
Yeah, you're not doing anything weird to her. You're just masturbating about her later on in your own daily life.
It's probably a crush girl at work or something.
Yeah. I'm sure women do the same thing. Get a picture of you and go home and find a guy that looks just like you.
Yeah.
We know the women are doing that, Craig, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every time they get a picture of us, I know they're taking it home, putting it into the Google search and finding a dude looks just like us on porn. Yeah. I know they're doing that.
Yep.
Doppelbang him, it's called.
It's either that or they're finding somebody way hotter. One of the two.
Can't imagine that. We may want to ask Dr. Mina. She may know about this off the top of her head.
All right, well.
She may not have to look into this. I don't know. Some of those doctoring people are pretty smart.
Yeah, they are. A lot of them.
Or they try and tell us they are.
Yeah, they don't know anything. They don't know what he knows.
Yeah, I talked to the next guy over.
I prefer guys with hunches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
According to the interwebs, the new solution for hemorrhoids, and, you know, like I say, we can ask Dr. Mina about this, consists of inserting frozen potatoes.
Oh, I've seen this floating around. And then I've also seen don't do that.
Well, I think that's kind of the point of this story.
How about mashed potatoes? Can you shove those up there?
That might be
or whipped cauliflower.
Those are more difficult to manhandle.
Whipped cauliflower up your ass is the same thing.
Yeah.
Those are more as mashed potatoes, but not as frozen potatoes. About the size of fries.
Oh, because the ice part of it, right? Oh, the fries. Okay, so
about the size of a fry.
Frozen. Just take French fries, the Orita frozen fries, and shove one up your ass
for about 30 minutes.
You do that, and let me know how it feels.
Curly fries or regular?
Does that just cool them off? That might sound like it works. Why the potato, though? Why not just an ice cube?
I don't know. It's horse hockey.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's horse hockey.
I was thinking about doing something today. We got time.
It says
hey,
insert
honey,
we're
getting frozen fries. Yeah. I just need one.
And while you're down there.
she ain't going to insert it.
Insert the frozen potato slice.
Potato.
Leave it there for 30 seconds. Repeat the process for 3 to 5 days. The next 3 to 5 days, leave the slice inside for 30 seconds more each time.
Yeah.
And work your way up to how much?
Until you
don't need it anymore.
A full potato with eyes for your pleasure. Ripped eyes for your pleasure.
Yeah, one of those loaded baked potatoes. One of those sized ones you get at the restaurant.
And leave that up there.
Where the potato is the meal.
A couple days, man.
Well, certainly someone has tried this because I've seen it floating around Twitter and Facebook for quite a while.
It must work.
No.
Anal potatoes?
Does it cause damage? Or are we getting into the cautionary tale part?
An old wives' tale. There is no medical evidence that putting frozen potatoes inside the anus can help cure, as they call it here, piles.
Okay, so it won't really hurt you.
Piles often go away on their own after a few days. Do not do this. It will not help.
No, just use...
So you might think the French fry is helping, but it's really not.
Just put some preparation
not,
H on that bear.
It would have gone away on its own.
Yeah. Cools it down.
So I'm assuming we don't need to ask Dr. Mina about that.
No,
do not,
not
put a frozen
potato.
Where the sun don't shine.
We got all day, though.
There's someone listening right now.
We got all day.
We gave it a go.
Can you imagine you're by yourself in your apartment? I mean, there's a lot of people like that. We talked about this. If you're stuck in your apartment by yourself, you know.
Quarantining.
I guess if there's nothing to lose,
I guess everything's
not
in your ass if you're at home by yourself.
I was under the impression that
time at home is different than mine.
You needed like an entire baked potato. I thought, well, who can accommodate that?
Yeah. And give us a call if you can.
But apparently it's just
no.
It's just French fries.
Yeah, about the size of a French fry.
A potato slice.
I want the crinkly ones.
Ah, for your pleasure.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Crinkly for your pleasure.
If it's going to go in, I want a speed bump or two.
Waffle fries, curly fries.
Waffle fries are pretty wide, but they are crinkly enough. Though.
Steak fries.
Yeah.
I think the crinkle fries would be the best.
Yeah.
Steak fries.
Yeah.
They're a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Kind of get it. Yeah.
They're smooth.
Yeah.
They're not ribbed.
Yeah. I want them ribbed. I think that should be a sign. French fries ribbed for your pleasure. Why not? Sell them. I'd buy them. It's Takeout Tuesday in our state, by the way. I saw that. The governor said that. So you should take out.
Yeah, you can also take out on Wednesday or Thursday.
I thought so.
I think a lot of people do that.
I know, but
I did it on Friday and Saturday.
I know. But if you've done it once a week, I get that still covers it, I guess. You're helping out the restaurants. But
even if you're not going to do it for yourself, you can do it for the restaurants.
Exactly.
Sure.
And you can also do it for a group of people that need it.
Right. Oh, that's
right. Maybe some healthcare workers.
Yes.
Maybe some guys that are just doing a job over here that you see that are working maybe a construction thing.
Elderly neighbor. Yeah. All construction
guys.
Your elderly
neighbor.
Yeah.
Anybody that's working. Maybe the trash guys.
Right. Oh, we had a nice email about a trash.
We got all kinds of people that have to work.
Yes.
Whether it's healthcare people who are just in the most horrible situations.
Radio people. But we stopped our food delivery here.
We did.
Yeah. That's to protect everybody.
Or anybody. You can, buy a few pizzas for a group.
That's a great idea.
Buy some fried chicken for somebody.
Yep. Buy some rib potato fries.
Yeah.
Right.
It helps out the restaurant, and it helps out the people who are freaking out.
Yeah, that's everywhere that is listening to us right now. If you can still order out.
And tip heavily when you do.
Oh, yeah. And you tip know? Heavily. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't be the normal cheap-ass tipper that you are.
No, those guys are, especially if they're delivering it, because they're delivering it, that guy's taken. You know?
Well, even if you go and pick it up.
You're right.
Like 20% minimum.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Todd and I talked about this. I used to do it myself a lot, especially for a Mexican restaurant. And when the kids were small, I really needed to get out of the house once in a while. I would go order the food. We'd order on the phone, but I'd leave right away.
Yeah.
I'd always say, I got to go right away, just in case. And then sit at the bar.
Sit at the bar and
have a drink while you're waiting for the food. Is that uncool? We talked about this because we don't want to be that asset.
I think it is.
Yeah. I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Because you're actually doing personal.
Right.
The bartender's handing you a drink, and you're waiting for the food. You're right. You need to go ahead and pick the food up and just leave.
If you gather at the bar, no, there shouldn't be any interaction.
I've gone to pick up food a couple of times.
And something like that?
I've
just done Uber Eats or Grubhub, and they'll deliver it. So.
Well, not even going over to the bar. I just walk in. I'll go, hey, I've got a pickup order for whatever time. It's about 5 more minutes. Okay, I'll go wait in the car.
Yeah. Okay, got it. But have you seen anybody in there having a drink, waiting for their order?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't even think that part.
I think I've seen that bar I'm telling you about.
I don't think that part of the restaurant's even open.
Okay.
I mean, this is carry out only.
Got it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think when Christy fetched food the other night, they just brought it out to the car.
Yeah, I mean, there were two.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them bring it out to the car.
There were like two other guys standing in there waiting for pickups, right. And I'm just like, you know what, I'll just be out in the car. Right. He's like, okay, what are you driving? I'll bring it out.
Yeah.
No problem.
I just have a cocktail in the car, actually. Yeah. Only one, relax, and not drunk. I'll be out in the car having a beer.
Oh, and then she handed him the jug, too. The gallon jug that was the margaritas.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Margaritas sound good. I haven't had a
fill her up.
I haven't had a margarita during the quarantine yet. That might be my next drink.
I still think they need to put that on the menu.
Yeah.
Drink less than a half a gallon. That's my advice to you.
Why?
Yeah,
why? What's the point?
How'd you feel the next day?
It's no fun.
I know. You feel, yeah. Because the next day is ruined, right?
Right. We accomplished nothing that night.
No.
We were hoping to accomplish something that night.
Was it a weekday or a weekend?
No, it was a weekend.
Okay.
It would have been rough. It was Saturday.
You're fine. You can accomplish that anytime you want. It's just the two of you in the house.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. It sucks when you can't do anything that day.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
just feel like ass. Then you got to start drinking again to cure the hangover, which I'm all for. But, whatever. I can't tell you not to drink. You know? Quit the wrong day to quit sniffing glue, you know? It's bad times. Bad times to serve alcohol. I can't imagine being a recovering alcoholic. I know our buddy Reno Collier is tweeting out, hey, you need help. You need help. You know?
Yeah,
you know,
or just, people are reaching out to him.
Yeah, I bet they are. People are probably reaching out to anybody they know. Because meetings, you can't get together meetings, right?
No.
I've seen virtual AA,
sure.
people advertising like they getting together virtual things to talk and support each other.
This is why it's good not to have a problem with it. Times like these, it's good not to have a problem with alcohol.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.